Hi, I'm Britt.
And my name is Alyssa.
And this is Skeletales.
And this is the podcast where we strive to answer the age-old question of, is my dead grandma watching me?
That's right. We share true tales of the strange, unusual, and paranormal.
Heck yeah, we do. What are we talking about this week, Britt?
We are having a party, Alyssa. We are having a past life party. We're going to share some weird, quirky things that children say about their previous lives that they've lived.
All right. I'm into this. It was a party in the past, or is it current people thinking they're in their past lives partying now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're having a party now about their party they had in the past, previously.
I'm in, and I'm ready for it. Hey, do you want to start us off today?
Yeah, I do. Okay, this story comes from Dee Dee. I took Henrik, age 4, swimming at the Y in Burnett on August of 2014. And as we're leaving, we turned onto the Burnett Airport to see the planes. And Henrik, he said to me that he was way, way up in the air when he died and the ants ate him and Jesus saved him in heaven. It was beautiful in heaven before he was a little baby. And I was like, oh, why were you way, way up? I was in a skyscraper and it fell down. There were two buildings. Why did it fall down? An airplane crashed into it. Where were you? I was in my building, but I went into the other building and it fell down and I died. Were you in New York City? Yes. Were you a man? I was a boy. Were you with your mommy? No, I was big. I worked very, very hard. I had my purse. Well, men don't usually have purses. Well, I had a bag. Did you have a computer in it? Yes, I worked very, very hard, Dee Dee. What was your name? E. Mossy. Did you have a wife? What's a wife? And then I explained. I went and drank beers. What? With who? Emma and Eddie. How old were you? 56? You were nearly as old as me? Yes. I'm sorry that you died, Henrik. It's okay. Jesus saved me. So, getting ready for Sunday school the next morning, I was very curious and I couldn't get this off my mind. So I went to the computer and pulled up a picture of the Statue of Liberty and I asked Henrik to come over to the computer and said, Henrik, what is this? The Statue of Liberty. Then I pulled up a picture of the Empire State Building and asked him, what is this? Skyscraper. Do you know its name? No. And then I pulled up a picture of the Twin Towers before 9/11. And I said, what is this? Skyscrapers? And then I pulled up a picture of the Twin Towers with the first building under attack. Right away, he pointed to the first building. That's my building, he said, all excited. But I ran into the other building. Well, I guess I was too shocked to think of what to say or even ask. Years later, I asked Henrik who C. Mossy was, and he got a scowl on his face and yelled, I don't want to be C. Mossy anymore. I ended up researching and found a name very close to that of a man who lived in New York City and had a memorial there. I searched his Facebook and found that his wife was still alive. He was Italian. He loved Italian food. He spoke about his two friends, and I remember finding an article about this man who mentioned his friends, Emma and Eddie. I believe that Henrik used to be E. Mossy in his previous life.
There's stories that I think I may have even told one of kids who seem to have past lives experiences in the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And then finding information to corroborate it, that's wild.
I know, the friends and like his memorial in New York. It's really crazy. I like that the grandmother like took it upon herself to like research it too.
Yeah. Oh, I would absolutely, for sure. I think for a while, Odin was saying, my name's Abisio. Abisio. Anytime you asked him his name. And I tried so hard to figure out, like, Abby Snow. I don't know. I may have been nonsense. But, like, any little clue, I was like, ooh.
Detective.
Yeah, I didn't find anything. Darn it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Alyssa, do you have a story?
I do. Okay. So my story comes from Winnie the Squish, and they say that they have an aunt that would ask every new child in the family around the age of 5 or 6 if they remember anything in a world where we aren't all here. So basically asking if they remember anything from before. So my aunt told me that when I was asked this question, I got really excited and told them the story of how my name was Michael in my past life, and I was a little boy who got very ill, and how my mother gave me a necklace when I first got sick, saying that it would make me feel better, and that I buried the necklace in the dirt under my favorite tree before I passed away. My mother said this made sense because I was always looking for a necklace before then, when no one had ever bought me a necklace. At the age of 7 or 8, we went on a trip to my grandparents' house in Washington. And when I saw a tree at a park in my grandparents' area of residence, I couldn't help myself but feel obligated to dig in the dirt looking for something. And lo and behold, there was a small bag about 2 feet under the dirt with a wooden necklace inside that I still wear to this day.
Goosebumps. Oh my God. That's so cool.
So not exactly a name to corroborate, but like an item that they talked about and found from a past life. Did I bury some treasure? This gives me hope.
Yeah. Like follow that gut feeling. Like, why do I feel like I need to dig in the dirt by this tree? Something's there.
It's treasure. My past life told me.
It's so cool. Okay, are you ready for my next one?
I am.
This one comes from Diana. My firstborn child talked about being big as soon as she could form sentences. We all thought that she had a big imagination until we were driving in Dublin, Ohio, along the river in 1977. She about jumped out of her car seat and said, "Mommy, that's where I drowned when I was big." I told her that it was probably a dream, and she said, "No, Mommy," and told me the following story. She said that she and her husband and her best friend Thule went to a picnic with her little dog. She had a baby, and her mom was watching it. She said after they ate, the men went to talk to a man who was fishing, and Thule went to the edge of the river, and she decided to take off her shoes and wade in a little bit. She was walking along the edge and suddenly went down into a deep area, and her skirts got wet, and she got pulled down. She managed to get her head above water once and saw her friend holding her little dog and screaming. She said, "Then I got to come to you, Mommy." I asked her if she remembered her name, her husband's name, or even her baby's name, and she couldn't remember. At around age 5 or 6, the memory seemed to leave her, and we decided to not bring them up again. I found it so odd that she remembered this with such great detail that I can't help but believe it was all true.
I wonder if to be reincarnated and remember it, do you have to die violently? Because all these kind of have a thread of, not violent, I guess the other kid died of, like, prematurely.
Do you remember when we did our last episode about past lives? I researched a little bit. There's, I think it's the University of Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And it's some crazy high number, like in the high 80s or 90% of these past life memories are based out of some sort of traumatic death, whether it's a sudden illness or violence or murder or any of these things. And I think they're remembering because they are so jarring.
Yeah. And you remember the trauma.
Yes.
Not necessarily like a nice, quiet passing. That's not a memorable thing. They're remembering like a tragedy. It's still great. It's still creepy. I love it. But I hate it, but I love it. Okay, are we ready for my next one?
I'm so ready.
Okay, so this one comes from Darkest Gemini. And they say, according to my mother and some scattered memories I have of being bribed with cookie bars for baths, I was mortified of water, like just couldn't even look at it, screamed at the toilet when she tried to potty train me. I apparently saw the cover of a book at a dentist's office or something, and it had a picture of the Titanic on the front. Keep in mind, I was like two, so no reading is really occurring here. And I pointed to it and told her how it was the biggest boat, and I took my family there, but then it went bad, and apparently I started crying. I proceeded to sleep with a Titanic coffee table book until I was about four. I went to my grandparents in the summer, and when my cousin babysat me, she claims we were sitting on the bed, and I said, "The blankets can be the ocean, but we have to stay dry." And she took my baby doll and put it under the blanket, and I lost it, like scream crying, because my cousin didn't understand what it's like to be that scared and looking for your children for so long when there's so much water to search through. Apparently, there were several instances where I told my mom, "This room was beautiful," while looking at a decayed, sunken photo of the Titanic. And I'd point to pictures and ask what the words said. I know there's more creepy little things I said regarding specifically the Titanic, and that my family was dead and we drowned, and other weird stuff that small children shouldn't really be aware of. I found out when I was about 10 that I had some relatives, I guess you'd say, who died on the Titanic. The woman had an extensive collection of fur coats, and it was in her will to have them all made into as many teddy bears as possible to be given to every child born into her family afterwards, and I still have two of the bears. Beaver and Mink, I believe. That's what, not their names, what they were made of. It's old-timey, everyone. She goes on to say, "Weird stuff. I get very deja vu feelings seeing photos of the Titanic wreckage, and I can't really tell if it's some paranormal afterlife shit or me recalling the photos I saw it too. In any case, I had weird explanations and stories and a 1,000-yard stare about it all. It's not like I'd known beforehand about the Titanic being involved in family history, but that boat was just so familiar to me."
Oh, that's so cool. Well, another thing about researching from the previous episode is that it is common to have you reincarnate in the same family line.
I was wondering about that too. That one got me thinking about that too. I was probably that crazy ass Gribbin. Did we talk about this? Probably the old Gribbs.
Yes.
Trying to kill his wife with an axe. Sounds about right.
We have to contact our hypnosis friends and have them hypnotize us to find out what our past life was.
Yeah. I'd be down. I'm very curious. And especially if it was a family like member going back to see like any deep set fears of this or that, or, you know, like irrational fears. I have an irrational fear of heights. Don't know where it came from.
Past life.
Maybe I fell off a potato sack.
They're so tall, those potato sacks.
They are when they're big.
This transitions so perfectly to my next story. So I'm going to just hop into it.
Please do.
This is from Deb. "One morning during breakfast, my two-year-old was in her high chair talking to herself. Well, or so I thought. And then I said, 'Who are you chatting to?' She stopped, looked to her left, smiled, and said, 'My other mommy.' And I said, 'Who?' 'My other mommy and daddy. Don't call me Keely, though,' she replied." The little baby's name is Keely, just so you know. "Okay," I said, "well, what do they call you?" "I'm not sure, but they're behind you." I turned around and looked at where she was pointing. On my dresser, I had an old photo of my grand's parents. I held it up to Keely, and she pointed out my great-grandparents. "That's my mommy and daddy." She was so happy. Later that day, I phoned my gran and told her what had been said. Apparently, her older sister, Kathy, had died when she was 2 years old, and it was just after the photo that I'd got had been taken. Keely is now 24 and still feels the presence of strange things around her.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
Keely was little baby Kathy from all of those many, many years ago.
I kind of love that idea. I always tell how my younger brother would always say, when I was big, do you remember when I was big and you were little? And would go on a tangent to my mom, like, mm-hmm. she doesn't remember any of it, but like, oh, what are those stories? Like, was it my grandmother's little brother who died tragically when he was like 4? You know, like what?
Yes.
Who knows?
All right. Do you have another one?
I do. So this one comes from I've Got That Boom Boom. And they say, my son told me at 3 that he wanted to go to his other mother's house, the one he had before he was in my tummy. I thought he was making up stories and pretty much ignored it, but there was a real emotion behind this. He told me he never got big and had a brother. He preferred girls' clothes as soon as he could choose and told me he used to be a girl and had dark skin like his friend. I let him wear whatever he wanted. His preschool was very progressive, thankfully. We never identified him as trans or anything. We were very okay with him being trans, though, if he was. It's just he was so young, we just decided to let him be who he was without pushing anything onto him. He didn't ask us to use female pronouns or anything. Sometimes he would say things like, I'm really a girl. And I would ask him why he thought that. And he would say the same thing. Because I was one before I was in your tummy. I just said, okay. We neither validated or discouraged. Just let him be him and had a wait and see approach. He would draw himself as a little black girl, bigger than he was at the time. His interest in toys were also more feminine coded, I suppose, lots of cute things like stuffed animals, pink, glitter, dolls, etc. He stopped talking about it around 5. This is also the time he began to choose quote unquote boys' clothing and fully identify with his gender. I want to stress that this happened on his own. We didn't want to influence his self-expression, but I truly think that our consciousness really does survive.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I just think this one jumped out to me because it's a little, I am going to assume, white boy who identifies as like an adolescent black female to the point that yeah. he is drawing himself in pictures as a little black girl, which I don't know. I just think that there's something to that that is just so, I don't want to say bizarre, unusual, like with term, but like,
I think it's precious.
It's precious that he was so owned it. He owned it like so much that that is who he was. And then it kind of just slowly faded away and from memory, which is kind of what I heard and what we've seen with these as they get older.
I really appreciate that the parents were so open to just be who you think you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would too if I thought there was a good past life story. I was going to uncover some ghost shit. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Go with it. Just make sure you tell me all the details along the way.
Exactly. Okay. I have one last story for you to wrap up mine this evening. This one comes from Julie. At the age of about 2 years, my youngest son shared how he died in a past life. We were putting him to bed one night and he was grabbing his tummy and saying, "Oh, mommy, my tummy hurts." After asking a few questions, he starts telling my husband and I about how his last mommy, not me, was so mean to him. He said, "She's not mean to my brother and sister, only me." He is very sad and makes a face as he tells us. He continues that, "I made mommy mad and she stabbed me and I died." And as he's telling us, he's holding his belly, writhing, groaning. He then told me that I am a nice mommy because I don't hurt him. He told this exact story again and again until he was 6 years old. He doesn't remember any of this now that he's 12 years old. I'm so grateful to be his mom in this life and show him the love that he wasn't shown in his past life.
That's horrible.
Isn't that horrible?
Poor baby, but I'm glad he found a good mom now.
I know, you're the nice to me. You don't stab me.
Yeah, you do wonder, though, if that like lines up with something like a murder, a child murder, or a missing child or something.
I know, I'd research it.
Okay, I have one last one to wrap it up, a little short, sweet one. This one comes from Stella, and they say, when my son was 5, he came into my room to tell me about the tornado he experienced in 1936. He said he was in a bunker with his family and his grandpa named Grant died. He also stated his name was Julie at the time. I asked him where he was and he said Mississippi. He even pointed to it on a map. He really doesn't know states or geography, so I was really surprised by this. I Googled 1936 tornadoes in Mississippi and found that on April 5th, 1936, there were a bunch of deadly tornadoes between Mississippi and Georgia. He was pretty upset telling me about these things. It was really strange. And another coincidence is his birthday is on April 3rd. I know it's not the same date, but it's still pretty close.
So cool.
Dates and names, I'm sold.
Yes.
And be able to pick out Mississippi on a map? I don't think either of us could do that.
Absolutely not.
That alone, that child knows too much. There was another one that was like a conversation that they had with their child of saying his old soul, and then he got his fresh soul. He would always refer to his old soul that he had before he was like 3 or 4. And then that was replaced by his permanent soul that like is the current life one. So he had the old one from the previous life and then the new one, which reminds me of what Milo says about yes. coming into his body, like at the age of whatever it was, 4. We just tried to get to Milo to tell us about coming into his body, and he is now 10 and he has no recollection whatsoever. So that was a bust. But you know what you could do if you have young children around you in your life? You ask them.
They should ask, do you remember your life before you were born?
And then you should email us the answer at skeletalespodcast@gmail.com or call it in the hotline, even have the little child leave the message if you are so inclined about their past life.
That would be 302-689-DEAD, 302-689-3323. That would be amazing to get a little kid's talking about their past life dream.
They're just crying. I miss my other mommy.
My other mommy stabbed me. No. But I want to hear it. You can also write in your stories to us through social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
YouTube. Go subscribe over on YouTube.
Yes, definitely. You can also go hear our episodes over there now, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. We have a merch shop. I am putting up some fresh haunted items up there. That's skeletalespodcast.etsy.com. Is there anything else, Alyssa?
If you don't have a child-related story, just write us your spooky stories. We want to hear it. Your local urban legends, weird shit, unsolved mysteries from your area, paranormal, UFOs, whatever it is, crazy coincidences, any weird shit that happens in your life, we want to hear about it.
Oh, I did hear this one paranormal story the other day.
Oh, what is it?
Haunt y'all later.
Oh, I heard that one too, except mine went, haunt you later.
Good night.
Good night.